us to have a certain kind of a creature, right? A certain type of creature. Okay, barrier, a simon kuf, a certain type of creature, which is not kosher because it's that type of creature. Could be an insect, could be not kosher bird or not kosher animal. While it's intact, could be tzikid anasha, one of those sinews which is prohibited in the animal. Could be a limb of the animal, eva menachai, or it could be a chick inside an egg. So these things are not bottle even be'elef. Okay, and he says, the Mahab says, "Aveino din beria elim came who dovish shahoya bochius." It has to be living.
Has to be the what?
Has to be a living thing. In other words, it can't be a plant. It has to be an animal or an insect, a bird.
A beria has to be a living thing.
It has to have come from the living.
Yeah, right. It became also as a living thing, not as a vegetable.
Excluding vegetables.
Those are not berries. The takana of berries was only on animals or insects.
But
there are
no
isurim
relating to a live vegetable.
No, but there's truma though.
Right.
Right.
So berries has to be come from a living.
Oh, it has to come from an animal. No, but things which are
its name is
things which are alive. Things which have a method.
Is it something that like it's still alive, or at one point it was alive?
It was alive.
It's certainly dead at this point.
Right.
Why is that certain? Because that's one that would be obvious. Meaning, ever minachai is included in this list. So how could an ever minachai ever be alive? The whole point is that it's a living from a live animal.
Right.
So
yeah.
That ever is always dead because it's not included in the living event.
I don't understand.
Eva Menachai is a barrier.
Right, but meaning that ever is inherently
right.
Dead.
But it's in the chai.
Right.
Okay.
So if you, but it
is something which was chai, not something which was a vegetable or dead from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's Issa.
Is a cow considered a non-kosher animal or kosher animal from its conception, or is it just neutral? Like, it has no status until it's shechted.
Okay.
Correctly or incorrectly.
Good question.
Would a treif cow be a barrier?
Every cow has its own story. So no, it won't be a barrier treif because...
Wait, wasn't that the Rav's Kiddush? I went through the notes.
Right.
The Rav's saying a treif inherently is not this category because its name is cow. Just because the status of the cow is treif.
The Rav's explanation was that
inherently
its name is
treif. That's why it's
part of
the
treif for cow. Just that a cow got a problem. Or maybe it's born that way, but it's not inherent in its creation. Look at the Rav for just one more paragraph, okay? The Rav writes, okay, so listen. Nirishi is so chalos din barrier. The basis of the din of the barrier. Hashem shall have barrier chal the kufo. When that name barrier is in that thing, the chalos shem ha'isa shel ha'chepza. How we go? Kishah shem shel ha'barrier. How? Okay, the word gufa. How? The chalos. Maybe this. The word gufa. The chalos shem ha'isa shel ha'chepza. The chalos shem. Oh, it's sir. Maybe don't show a chapter on that either. Could Kamo begid the oath Tomei Uvevim and Achayim. These things Kamo, that's the oath Tomei Eva Menachai. Its very essence, or its very definition as a creature, is what makes it tummy. Mashen can be nevela. Let's say an animal, if you ask Jeremy, the nevela, trefa. The issuhu shlolech obsa nevela u trefa. Obashem beria shal nevela u trefa. B'chein v'tevo, yisol yisur shalachita eina b'shem b'riya sol kechita ala b'chiv hafrosha shachan bo machmas sheneskadish b'kdushas eretz yisol k'gidu le'oretz. Okay, so...
The tevo is also not a living animal.
Right, it's not a living animal, right?
But you're just saying what it's not.
I know what I'm saying. It doesn't make a difference whether, you know, tevo wouldn't be included in the beria because it's beria.
Right, I should put that out there, correct.
Wait, what was that? No, it's just that they're not related. Like you can't compare tevo and beria because beria is the same thing. No, it's the same, the tevo, like it's like something we should, similar to nevela, which is not to eat the buster. Right, yeah, I get that. So then why would we bring up tevo? Yeah, but the Mechaba said that tevo is not in the list because it's not chai. A different reason. Were you not comparing the status of the iser?
Yeah, but the thing is that
substance.
I think we should cut this out. I think you're right, Jeremy. Because I think that the Mechaber says Tevel doesn't have chiyus. The Rav Svara makes sense, but it's not what the Mechaber wrote. Putechit achas. Okay. Because look at the Shach. The Shach says, what about klayim? Let's say something grows as klayim. That would sound like a barrier because it's that combination and the way it was created, but it doesn't have chiyus, it doesn't have a living soul. If you have klayim, that won't be a barrier in shach. That's because it's not chai. Even though the type of viscera it is would.
What about klayim when it comes to animals?
Okay, klayim of animals, I would think, would be barrier.
Right, but I mean...
Let's say you could eat
klayim of an animal.
Klayim of animals, you're allowed to eat. You know,
right.
If they're both kosher.
Even though you're not allowed to make them, because the act of klayim is actually the breeding of them. It's not actually the product itself.
Exactly.
Well, even with fruits, right? You're allowed to eat a grapefruit.
I think you can't eat it if it's grapes. Grapes and...
Right. Like grapefruit is actually completely fine.
Okay.
Which is an orange and a pomelo.
Okay. Good. Correct. Okay, good. Good. So let's go back to Mechaber. It has to be something which started off as we just, that's what we're talking about now, that the Issa is its very creatureliness that has this type of creature.
And who are we holding inside?
We're in the middle of Aleph, Sif Aleph, Simon Kuf, Sif Aleph in the middle. Okay, Tzor Dovishay Asa Metchilas B'Yaso has to be Asa from its very beginning. La Fuge Of Toho Shenisanaka. Let's say you have a kosher bird becomes a novella, dies. Or Shah, a Nisko, or an animal killed another person, killed a person and had to put it to death. So it becomes Asa later on. Kain Tzor Shay Dovishalim has to be in its original complete form. In Yecholik, if it gets cut up,
in Shema Olav. Wait, how do we understand Eirim and Achai then?
Because its whole thing.
It comes out, I mean, you cut it, it's Eirim and Achai. First of all, one Mandama says Eirim and Achai is there right away from the moment of that baby's born.
Right.
That was born.
Okay, so
that would be cool.
But what the Mechaber is saying is that the second that you pull it apart, or whatever, it's Asur Mitchila Briat, that's.
But it got that identity.
Right,
it got the identity of an Eirim. Okay, and also Dovah Shalim Shim Yecholik Ein Shmo Olav Lafuke Chelev. Okay, here we're not going to have to discuss. It has to be something that if you would cut it up, it doesn't have the original name. In other words, you're changing something. Let's say, in other words, if I take a not kosher animal, let's say a baby's born, a not kosher pig, okay, and I cut it. So at the beginning, it's called a baby pig. Once you cut it, it's a very different story. It has a different name.
A fetus pig isn't a pig, right?
Fetus pig.
Why wouldn't it be?
It's a pig.
No, I mean, it's lesser because of the product of the pig.
It rots in the stomach.
Right,
once
but
it
is
out,
not itself a pig.
Once it comes out, it's a pig.
Right, but it let's say that we shecked in the mother pig. The baby pig is not pig at all. Same thing, a baby cow is not cow. Right? Like
no, I think it is, but I don't want to get into
it.
I think it's judgment also. Okay. Okay. This thing has to be complete. Now, there's a question here with something called chelev. Trade fats.
It's a general concept of trade fats, not just change whatever.
Keep pointing.
Why is trade fats, he says, is not a burial? Because if you cut it up, it's still called chelev. It doesn't
lose its identity if it's not shown.
At all. In other words, the identity doesn't change by slicing it. In no sense. So an ant, if you slice it, you won't say this is an ant. You'll say it's part of an ant. Gid anashe, you have the full gid, and if you cut it up, so this is part of a gid. But if you have chela, not kosher fat, if you cut it up, they'll say it's chela. Not going to say it's part of chela. There is no. It's the kindest thing it is. It doesn't have like a its own special shape. And you say, okay, you cut it up, it's a piece of that. It keeps the same basic identity. This is a technical requirement for burial. It's a technical requirement. Okay. He can get a nusha, he says, Einu el al akaf buvad. The get a nusha itself is over there on that part of the leg, by the, I guess, the upper thigh. Hukurochav dalab etzvot, it's four fingers wide. In hushalim, if it's complete mikri barrier, it's a barrier. Okay, next.
If it's not shalim, it's not a barrier?
It's not shalim, you cut it.
And that seems, if you cut it, then you could do, it's not, it's but with shishim and everything normal.
Yeah.
And the Mechaber wouldn't agree with that.
Doesn't agree.
How does Mechaber agree? That's the Ramah.
But my answer, but the Mechaber said the same rule. He said, that v'chein tzorach shiyehei, shavu sholem, shim yechalek, en shmolak, v'chein tzorach shiyehei sholem.
And the exception to that, like you said, was the chelev, in the sense that if you cut chelev in half, for example, it's still chelev.
Still called chelev. So therefore, that's not a barrier. In other words, you get a reverse conclusion because its name is so sort of like the name sticks. It's flexible. It doesn't lose its identity. That means that it's not a barrier.
Right. Well, everything that's lafuke is referring to that which is not a barrier. Right? It's the of tahor. Right.
Okay, I missed it, but the Gid HaNashe is, in a technical sense, is considered Beria, even though it doesn't necessarily come into the world as Usher.
It does come into the world as Usher. The moment
the animal
comes into the world, it has a Gid HaNashe, and then that becomes Usher instantaneously. So it's Usher from the very beginning of it.
So it's not that it was created Usher when it was created. Whenever it got the status of
Asr, it becomes Asr. When it gets its identity, it becomes Asr. The identity is the core of the Asr. What's Asr? Get an Asr. What's this thing called? Get an Asr. So its basic identity as an item creates an Asr. Not something happens to it later. Its basic creation is the creation of something also. That's the Rav said. That works. Except there's some other technical points here. You have to have it complete. If you cut it up, it's not going to be a barrier. Also, It has to be the kind of thing that if you do cut it up, you're going to lose its original identity. People say it's a piece of something. Okay, bait. Davishu beria, shnuz batel, shnuz bashel, im aheter. We've had this beria and they cooked it. Im enam akir. Now it's mixed in there with all the other pieces.
The Rebbe.
Yeah.
So Sif Aleph is just explaining what a beria is.
Yeah.
I was like waiting for the punchline. I guess that
was... No, you're getting it spoiled. You keep on hearing Rav's lamedus. You think everything has to happen.
Anything connected to like what we've been doing, like a barrier that is mixed, that's like usher.
That's base. Now I'm getting to the case.
Okay.
And now base, it gives you an example of how this works. It says, Dovishu barrier, which is bashel meheter. Okay, it fell into a trumpet. Let's say, as we said, this barrier. Okay. I guess get a nosha is in the trumpet. Now you have no idea where it is, because it looks like all the other pieces of meat, and it has, every piece of meat has a little bit of a vein or something in there, an artery. So you get a nosha in there like everything else, okay?
But you can't distinguish it.
No way of distinguishing it. Basically, it's like a lean fat, basically, what it looks like when you cook it. It may not matter, it doesn't know where it is. I call us, of course, it's Yavish be Yavish with all the other pieces in the chant.
We could say this is
This is a Yavish be Yavish. Berry is a chum of Yavish be Yavish.
Because they cool up in a way, because if you have a stack of Gidim, and you have
Gidim
Asha mixed in there, and it's Yavish
be Yavish. And Yavish forever, even though usually Yavish be Yavish is one and two. Min b'mina Yavish be Yavish, we pass this one to one and two. But here, Yavish one in a thousand. So it's a very big chum and Yavish
be Yavish. Is it actually one in a thousand, or is it the Asha? Like any amount.
Any amount, yeah. But now that's the talk about the pieces. So that's what Hakal also. Harotev, and now let's say the soup itself, right? But nice and tam, that you just have to deal with flavor. Now, Imakiro, if he does find it, so I'll throw it away. Vachem Varotev, so Shemem Shishim, the next one, you have 60 in the rest of the pot to stop the flavor, or even in the mino, and it'll be okay. Chutz Megidah Nosha, the one exception to this rule is a Gidah Nosha. Shein Tamo Oser. Dein Begidim Nice and Tam. The Gidah Nosha is so lean that it doesn't give out any flavor. So if you get rid of it, you don't have to worry about the rest of the pot. Gidah Nosha does not give out flavor, which is Oser. Ein Begidim Nice and Tam. Aval Shamno Oser. But let's say you have the fat, which is around the gid in the pot, that's in the Siddur Rabbanon, that fat, which is near the gid. So if Shishim connect to the hot, then you're going to need 60 against the fat of the gid.
But you say that the gid doesn't give off tam, meaning that you don't need Shishim to eat it, or the chumah?
You don't need any Shishim. Don't need anything.
Isn't that there just is no taste?
There is no tam, the
gemara says. What about a berry like a bog? Do we need
shishim?
If we remove the bug,
we do need
shishim. Oh, bugs don't have time
either,
right?
Bugs have time in general.
Bugs have no time.
What about their dung?
I thought they have like a little bit of time.
The time is scam. The time tastes terrible, so you don't have to worry about it.
Even if the dung gets in, what about the isser dung? Is there an isser dung?
What if it's a good?
There's no. What's
good teaching?
That of a bug.
Yeah.
So bugs don't give out good flavors. It's time of scam. You don't have to worry about the flavors. You get rid of the bug. You don't have to worry about the flavors.
But there's no sure blood issue is not an issue?
No. It's not
considered.
No,
when I'm working at Chop Shop, the rule is if you find a bug, we take the surrounding area. We don't have to do that? Is that the whole idea of taking the surrounding area is because of Tom, maybe? No.
Because you're afraid maybe the bug. You're afraid maybe the bug laid eggs, maybe afraid of the eggs.
Why would you take
that? Maybe afraid of another little bug.
I would say if the bug kind of separated in half, but then it wouldn't be a barrier.
Okay, but these are dots. These
they got
bugs.
Them from shit, probably.
These are tiny
yeah,
bugs.
Yeah, I think it is.
It's bastardized.
They don't cut off these bugs.
That's exactly what people do.
Anyway, aim about the Mr. Chachil. You're not allowed to do that.
No. I'm saying, if the concern, the reason why I pick what's around it is because you're concerned that potentially the bug by accident got split in half, but then that wouldn't be a barrier.
Okay, but now that you see it, you gotta go. You gotta throw it away.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Yes.
So, it says about Shamno, or sir.
The shemen of the gid. The gid and nashe seems to be right next to some fat, and that fat, Rabbanan said, is asa. So when they go through an animal and they cut out the gid, they're going to cut this fat, which is the...
And
now,
that
if you don't,
fat
that
would,
fat would make us, and
yeah,
it would give us flavor true. Also. That
so
fat would be in this rough time.
So the case that the Shulchan Aruch brings originally, which is chutz migid and nashe, that's implying that there's no fat surrounding that gid.
Exactly.
And then you say, but if there is, then you do need shishim k'nei.
The fat,
not the gid. That's
the
mission
says. Correct.
I mean, the shuman gives all over the body of the animal.
Yeah, but it's a special shuman gira gira nasha. So that, usually shuman is permitted. You're not eating animal fats.
Shuman, yeah, but not the shuman gid is wherever the...
Shuman
of
gid is
a
special... Wow. It's a physical part of the animal. Lepikach yerech shen is bashling gido. If you cook by mistake the yerech, the animal or leg, with the gid, it makiros up. If you know where it is, throw it away. Kol hashan mutter. Everything else is going to be mutter. Im yesh lo shishim keneged shano. The 60 against the fat. Emeinu makiro. If he doesn't know where this gid is in the pot, kol hachatichot asurot. All the pieces will be osur. Okay. Im yesh.
You mean you. This is the case where he took out the gid.
No, Emeinu Makiro, he didn't take out the gid. It's mixed in there with all the other pieces, so then he can't eat any pieces.
Yeah. But if you can take it out, you say shishim can't eat the fat.
Right, the time of the shuman. Im yesh b'kidei v'shishim k'neged ha-shuman, if you have 60, which is against the fat, muta harotev, you can eat the soup. Im lav, if you don't have 60, asur it's asur. Im nemuach ha-gid, let's say the gid melted, but you don't know where it is, it's not visible. So, Gan can shishim connect 90-60 against the gid if it melted, because the gid itself is there. If the gid melts down, so it's not, so it loses its dinner of a barrier, fine. And now I guess it melted down, it becomes a mishmash with all the meat in there and everything. And this, even though it doesn't have the flavor, but Min Bamino needs shishim. You're going to need shishim. If the gid itself is in the muach, then you're going to need shishim against the gid. Right? Because it's in the path, the gid. Yes.
So I guess if it melted down, so you can no longer see it, and we're going to allow you to put shishim connect though.
Not that you create. If the path has shishim, then it'll be mutter.
Wow. Really?
If it doesn't have shishim, it'll be usher, because it's not worse than a regular min bamino. Let's say there's no flavor, but the thing itself is in the pot, so you're going to have to revitalize it.
There's no
shishim.
Special din about gid and nesher, being especially usher, or just our conception.
Right.
But it doesn't have like a special isser in the gid itself, even if it melts. Like the regular rules of Torah are going to apply here.
Now this apparently is not so simple, this particular psak. Look at the Taz Osei. Taz Osei. Pirish in the Osei. Pirish Rosalecha Shibusa de Berry. I will sort of come up from Shishim Kenegdo. I forgot the Eitz Ba'alma who. No, there's no flavor, but HaTorah Asrato. So you have to, it's like a min bimino, so there's no flavor, but I have to get rid of it. Maskan Zebetorot HaBaisoch HaBadi Rajba says, Efter Shabbatul Barov. Maybe this gid, if it is squashed and melted in the pot, is Batul Barov. Kivin Shalom Eino Nos in time. It's not going to give you any flavor ever. Afilu Be'eino Mino. Lo asur la'olam, it doesn't get asur min b'mino kol shumuruv b'rov heter. Once it's a rov of heter, midozel din toro. Ain't no sin time afilu be'ain mino.
Yeah.
So then even that it won't be asur with a shishim. Avishatur b'shul nachal tikuzet mikomakum neolism machal hakal b'sofer kazet. But in mishlachim yedu amar b'sham shishim v'akshar rov b'vaday dosel la'el be'ain mino. So the Taz says, in a pinch, he would not do this machaba. He would pass him like the Rajba, that you don't need shishim. Again, a nasha is an exception to the rule. There's a rule that says even things without time need shishim. Let's say min b'mina. Zigzera maybe would be a min b'shen b'mina. So again, a nasha never has time, so they never made such a gezeira that require shishim across the board. It'll be bottle below, even if it gets mixed in.
It's only the things that have time.
Only things which have time. There's a gezeira d'rabbanan.
Right.
But we know that it's you need shishim, because make believe that it would be a min b'shem amino with time. So therefore, min b'mino needs shishim. But
so
here, in this case, you never have time. Therefore, you never need shishim. It's against the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says you do need shishim.
Well, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say. Just for the Kiddush, but not for the regular burial, like the ants.
I'm talking about the Nemuach HaGid, the last part of Sif Beis, where the Gid melted down.
Mm-hmm.
So forget about burial. It's Nemuach. It's no more burial. Question is, do I need a Shishim now? There's no flavor. Ain't the Gid in the nice and time. But the Cheftz of the Gid is in the pot, melted. So maybe I need Shishim. Like a min b'mino situation, so the Shulchan Aruch says you do.
Could you call it a cheftza if it's no longer?
But the Gemara would call this a mamish, mamasho b'li tamo. It's mamasho b'li tamo. The mamish of
a
thing,
mamish
of
a
gid.
But not a mamish of a
barrier. Right, it's not a gid. It's a mamish of a gid b'li tam. There's no flavor. Do you need shishim? Shulchan Aruch says you do need shishim.
The Rashba seems.
The Rashba says.
Huh? The Rashba seems more logical, though, no? Because if it's about time, then there's no time.
No possibility of time. So
then
therefore, forget about shishim.
You would think it would have the same dinim as min b'mino.
Min b'mino does need shishim.
Maybe b'mino needs shishim mid
rabbanan. So we clearly need shishim mid rabbanan. That's the Shulchan
Aruch. The Rashba saying even mid
rabbanan. Rabbanan you don't need. Because he says there's no gezeira or d'shein b'mino. Because when we say min b'mino needs shishim,
because it's a gzera that you
might get mixed up with min b'shem
b'mino. Because it comes from the gid itself that's already within there, meaning it's like we discussed this earlier with the chillin case of like when it kind of something where it goes back.
Don't bring in the other cases, just stick to this case.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's because like you're not going to.
You're not going to get mixed up with the shein
b'mino.
Because gidim don't have time. Exactly.
Comes within that. Guess,
in this narrow situation, we're dealing with a case which can never produce time, even min b'shein amino. So therefore, the Rashba says, why create a shishim of min b'mino? The whole min b'mino shishim is only a gezeir because of min b'shein amino. Read the midrash of min b'mino is batal b'rov. Why do you need a shishim because of a gezeir of min b'shein amino? But here, there is no gezeir because min b'shein amino, there's no time. It's a gid. So therefore, I'm allowing even a min b'mino, min b'shem, whatever it is, you don't need shishim. Just have a robe and the mevat of the mamish. It's a very big kula. That's the Rav. The Taz says, I can rely on it in a b'dievet situation. But, okay. Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah don't have that leniency. They say there's a gzeira of min b'mino shishim, even in Gid HaNasha, which doesn't have a possibility of time. But it's not like any. It's the same like anything else. If it's mamasho with b'li tamo, you need shishim. Yes.
So I'm just a little confused. In the beginning of Beis, we were saying if Barry mixes in with the head there, and it's no longer makir, but they're saying everything's usher. But over here, we're not makir. We're also not makir. How are you going to go find the milk?
Because it lost its original form. The only time Barry is usher to keep its original shape. Here it says nemuach, it got melted, it doesn't have the original shape. In the real case, in the beginning, it still has the original tzura, it's still the original shape.
You can still identify
the shape, it has the same original shape, it's a whole thing, therefore it's not bottom.
Then how could you not be makir if it's
because
whole?
All the pieces are the same. This is a gid anoshe, which is basically a piece of meat which has some, how do you translate the word gid in English? A sinew.
Yes.
Has a sinew in it, you know, which sometimes meat has like this very hard piece of fat or something in there. So the 10 pieces like this.
That was a Yavish behind.
Bays is in a pan, but the pieces are yavish b'yavish. It's a chomet. So there's yavish b'yavish, there's lach b'lach.
So you know exactly how many sinews you put in there, and one of them happens to be... The number matches up.
Doesn't make a difference. It's not bottle after a million. It's a barrier. But if it's nimuach, then it's bottle b'shish.
Because it loses its form.
Yeah, it's bottle b'shish.
So as long as its form can be distinguishable, then it's problematic.
Exactly. Okay, Gimel.
So why does distinguishability matter? Meaning,
if we can distinguish it, it's a barrier.
Oh, right, does it lose its form as a barrier?
It's a
barrier won't be bottle.
Right.
But if it's nimuach, it's not a barrier. Now it can be bottle, presumably in shishim.
And that's only for Gidon Asher?
Any barrier which is nimuach, when you have the mamish in there, you're going to have to need shishim, according to Shulchan Aruch. But the Shulchan Aruch didn't usually with tam, but we say this is even without tam.
Right. So what was the kula for Gidon Asher?
The Rashba says if it's
nimuach. No, for the Rashba,
where it says, if you get rid of the Gidon Asher, you throw it out. Now there's no problem with the rest of the pan.
You don't even need shishim
because it didn't give out time. You can't give out.
I don't even need shishim.
Got it.
Okay. Yeah. If it's nimuach, then he says you do need shishim, not for the time, but for the mamish of the gid. And the Rashba says no, because it's a min b'minas batal b'rov. We don't need shishim. There's no gzeirah. Okay, Gimel. Kedei shemarak shenafro sham barrier nevda asa hakol. You have a challenge. Again, a barrier got in there, got lost. You don't know where it is. Everything is awesome. I don't know why it's repeated. It says, Gimel seems to be a repetition of Bays.
But it's a barrier before it dies.
Okay, but what if he fell in, he like passed out, or no, he died,
Who's
and then he fell in? The ants.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, so we can learn Torah from ants. Why can't we call him on
that? That's a really good question. Because of ants is not a tree.
Maybe a pharaoh. Wait, that actually grows and gets water.
Yes.
It could be a bug. Gimel could be a case of a bug. There's a bug in the path.
It's so small, it's really hard to find.
It's hard to find. So what are you going to do?
Is that it gets lost or it dies?
No, it got lost in the path. The bug got lost in the path. There's no way of reading that path.
It's a question of whether it's whole or not.
Yeah, but you know, it fell in the hole, so... Presumably it's whole someplace, but it's just such a complicated... If it's a challenge, it's really impossible to find a bug.
Right, and it could still be whole.
It's in there someplace.
Does it matter? Maybe it's back. Does it matter if it's hot or cold?
No. Okay, Dalit. Yerakot mevushalot. Oh, this is your halacha. You're the Bucky.
Oh.
Bucky, the world's expert in halacha Dalit. Okay, you have cooked vegetables. You have cooked vegetables. Shnimtim v'em shalosh tolaim. Once you find three worms or three bugs, that's it. You are cooked. That's the you can't eat anything because you assume it's infested.
Yeah, we do that.
But what about
once you have three bugs in something, you have to assume it's infested. You got rid of the three bugs, but that doesn't mean that there may be another dozen bugs in there. So you go basa chazaka. Three means.
Did you go by that specific, like lettuce? That specific piece?
By leaves.
That seems
whole. No. Actually, it's the whole thing. Yeah. And the issue is when it comes to broccoli, it's...
Broccoli.
It's individual broccoli. That's the issue.
It gets very confusing with the edamame. You know, it's a noodles.
Edamame is not the noodles.
Edamame is not the noodles.
Yikes. But it has to be... You don't have to go with shallots, but is that...
To
be cooked?
Why do you say cooked? I guess she's worrying about. I guess cooked.
Oh, at this point you can't do anything to remove that. But if it was uncooked, you could presumably wash them. Or get
right, exactly. But uncooked, maybe you could wash them.
So you found that after fact.
Yeah, but this is impossible. Okay, I have a mash lakot. Well, let's say you have water from. Let's say you have vegetable soup. water of cooked vegetables. So it means water, vegetable soup. Masanon, so one can filter it. Uterim, and you can get rid of the bugs if you can filter it. And this is before they decided that bugs can be dots. But Shulchan Aruch says that you should presumably sometimes be able to make a filter.
So Rabbi, could we just mash the whole thing and then filter it with the Mufa Shalot case? Or maybe not. Maybe we're mashing it. We're making it. Is it like doing it from a chatchila? Like if you mash a...
You're making something. You want to make mash it?
But probably can't.
Why are you mashing it? You want to make bittul?
For a second, I thought
you're
maybe
not allowed
could,
to create bittul no, artificially.
Meaning when they mentioned the Sanen, when they mentioned that...
Sanen just means you just... You put it through a filter. That's okay. It's not
bitter. They're talking about the broth, or they're talking...
The broth. Take, if you're worrying about that there's a bug in there, but he's saying about worms, so that it's somehow it's relatively...
But the Yerukot, yeah, you can't touch that one. You can get rid of the Yerukot, but you can take the broth and filter it.
Right.
I see.
Rechena basar. Also, let's say you found worms and meat. Yechatzena, you could wash it. You have the kennel and then check it again. Mutter. Okay, if you can check it again, you can check it again.
They're talking about worms and bugs?
Well, it says shalosh taloim.
Worms?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, great. Okay, we're going to the next simon. Simon kuf aleph. Okay, you with me, simon kuf aleph?
Yeah.
You're together with me on page simon kuf aleph. Chaticha will is gabe. Let's say this is a very different story. Also, something very chashuv, which is not batel and yavish biyavish, a piece which you could serve at a fancy dinner. Dina kaberia, a little bit other for batel. It's not batel, even one in a thousand. If it's a piece, which is will is gabe, which you could serve and is considered a nice, honorable thing to serve. I feel him as no, and it could be even something which is also about no. Kevin Shemtis Batlis and Mutemis, because if it would be Batlis, it would be Mutemis, and he would serve it. Okay.
Is this only meat, by the way?
Can you give an example of that?
Well, the thing is that there's a whole big story. I once heard, I think, a speech by Baba Ganak. Because this becomes an issue. Yeah, it becomes an issue in, you know, what is Willis Gabed, you know, how nice a piece. What is President Trump? So it says in the Gemara Shulchan Malach, people would serve it to the president. The president eat scrambled eggs.
He ordered
does
like,
he eat? Good? What does he eat? Does
he ordered like McDonald's?
There's nothing called Ma'adan about it.
But like at this point,
the thing is like this nowadays, and see the good old days, kings, queens had amazing meals compared to the common person.
Queen Elizabeth still had good meals.
But nowadays, you know, president, prime ministers, they eat everyday food. It's not as if they get special fancy catered chef meals every, you know, the president's going to eat Cheerios. The question is Cheerios. Are Cheerios a Mu'ul Eskabed?
It's not a Ma'adan Melachim.
Let's say that someone made some kind of not kosher Cheerios, right. Okay? The guy makes them. So,
also now,
will Cheerios become Mu'ul Eskabed? Or because, listen, every Tom, Dick, and Harry takes a bowl of Cheerios. So that's not a Mu'ul Eskabed. It's every
well,
day.
The average person
food.
Eats more offensive, I guess.
Well,
we
like
right.
So
nowadays,
shot.
The average person is getting what used to be called king's food.
Well, we know
and kings
what
are eating average.
Don't we know what fancy food is? Like, if we looked at a food, we would know that's fancy food.
Yeah, but the argument is that
it
could change their society.
The argument is if presidents eat it, if a president's going to eat Cheerios, then by definition it becomes fancy food.
Or in the reverse.
Because it's served in the White House.
Well, it could be food that's at a banquet, because a banquet's known to have fancy food. Like, on every day, maybe, but certainly a king, president would never eat Cheerios at a banquet.
No.
There's a concept of breakfast.
Okay, so that's, you know, so that's what this, that's a contemporary shy.
ordered
contemporary halal for the master. I don't know. The I'm not an expert in this, so I don't know.
What would
the other halal? Foods and halal, but no. I mean, let's say it's could be tray for wine.
It's just called Chick-fil-A.
Could be not kosher wine.
Thank you.
Okay, I don't know.
Wait, so what is Chatika Haruil Kala?
It's Garadina Kibet for the Bella for Bottle.
But it's saying like a non kosher Chatika, like what's the case?
It's not kosher. It's not kosher, but it's a piece of food that you might serve as a dish.
This would be
so
like,
is it a main dish only, or is it only, or is it in the, let's say, you know, it could be a fancy appetizing dish. Yes.
We need to know this for Bishul Akum too, right? Because what defines only a Bishul Akum is something covered.
That's right. Okay. Dina Kabeya, Philo Bella, Philo Patela. A Philo Im Hiasu of Anok, Kivan Shim Tis Bala Haisim Luteres, Rulis Kabe. A Philo Ein Asu of Akum with Rabbanon. The Rumor says, even since it's Rabbanon, Ein a Patela. Next. Imu Suffolk. Remark, Imu Suffolk, in Hebrew is Kabbalah low, in Makula, Phileas from a derisa. Let's see how the Suffolk is this piece, like we were saying. Is Cheerios a ruler's Kabbalah or not? I mean, you could have it, let's say, with cheese, right? Let's say there's kosher cheese and not kosher cheese. So it was a piece of Munster, and it gets mixed up. I got out of the package, and now it's all mixed up. I have a plate. I know that we only gave out one package of not kosher cheese, and we set up, like, say, a dozen plates for the bar mitzvah or the, whatever, for the bris. And so there's not kosher pieces of cheese on the plates, but the vast majority of kosher cheese, you say a piece of cheese is real escabed. But the, I don't know. So let's say you have a suffix. Let's say this piece of cheese, which is mixed out there on the tables. So we got only a few pieces of not kosher cheese, the vast majority of kosher. So, mino, yavish be yavish, had betrayed butter, like can we conserve it and everything is fine. But if it's dovish or escabe, gotta throw all the cheese out. So let's say, so the guy said, well, Trump hates cheese, so it's not real escabe. And someone says, I don't care, but Obama did eat cheese, so it's a royalist cabaret. So I have a suffix, it's a piece of cheese, royalist cabaret, or not royalist cabaret. So what do you do? A suffix, he says, you go lakula, suffix, rabbanon lakula, you can be mako. Right? All this is the rabbanon. Suffix, in royalist cabaret, hello, it's in lakula, I feel that he has some advice, even though the original list is in this advice, so. But still, the suffix is in a pattern. Din de Rabbanon, because Rulis Kabbalah is a Din de Rabbanon, even though the basic is that they were talking about it might be not kosher cheese, might be Nisa de Raisa. Okay.
Well, of course, because it's
you look at the Issa, the suffix you have an Issa de Rabbanon problem.
Yeah, the
suffix
is on whether it's
Rulis
Kabbalah.
Right, that's a Din de Rabbanon.
I mean,
I say nowadays it becomes very hard to make decisions nowadays because average people are eating president's food, presidents are eating average people's food. It's just very difficult to figure out.
Or do we say relative?
And then the Prime Minister of Israel gets indicted because a friend of his gave him some fancy food.
Yeah,
that's crazy. He said, I want you to have a good meal. So he brought some fancy food for the Prime Minister, so now he's indicted because he took a bribe. Okay? Yes?
Rabbi, do we say that, could we say that, like, based off of, meaning, your, I guess, someone's standard, so if someone normally doesn't eat X, Y, and Z, and it's, like, their fancy meal of the week, or even say, like, it's, like, I guess teach their own. Like, if there's someone who eats steak every night for dinner.
This has to be a decision across the board. It can't be each person. Okay. No. This is for the world.
Royalist
Kabbalah means for the world. Not
how do you determine?
I have no idea. We don't really know.
Leave it to the postman.
Let the postman worry about it. Okay, base. Ain lo din chetichu al eskabed. Okay, now again, chetichu al eskabed and mekain isur machmas atzma. It's its ownness. Agon nevela. Basa b'cholov. Aval im nesra machmat shekibla tam meis. Let's say you had a kosher piece of meat, not so fancy. Oh no, it was fancy. Excuse me, it was fancy, but it got in it flavor of something also, which might be derisive. Like lahoyah bar shishim levato, didn't have shishim. Afilu misha said v'chich atz menasas nevela. Let's say you say v'chich atz menasas nevela. Ein lo din v'chich avoy l'skabed. You don't give it the chumra of v'chich avoy l'skabed.
And is bottle b'shishim?
It is bottle b'shishim.
That which mixes in, you don't give it a status of.
No, we
don't say Chanan.
No, we could say.
Even though you say Chanan, that's only to make something a bigger shisha,
right.
But not to say Tichavol Eskabed and not bottle at all. That level of Chanan we don't do.
But the case that would make this Chatiha permitted would be it would have to fall into another Taroba and then.
Yavish, be Yavish, right? In other words, the first Taroba is the Chatiha got flavor. Obviously, let's say it got some lard. We're just frying some meat, a beautiful piece of steak, and they did something stupid. They put a little oil of lard in there. Again, it's a restaurant which has two different counters, and they got mixed up.
The piece itself that was Royal's Cabin?
It was Royal's Cabin on the kosher side, but it got a little lard into it because then they got a mistake. Okay, so now, and then this piece of meat is thrown into some other pots. Okay, it doesn't have shishim. Goes into another pot and it's charred, whatever, and a lot of pieces of meat there and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So do you say, maybe I could say chad b'shei batel, now I can say one and two is batel, it's a min b'mino. Or do I say, no, chanan, it's chanan, and now chticha v'olas kabel is never batel. So he said, you don't say chanan. Now if chanan is a chumra du rabbanon, so they didn't go so far with that chumra du rabbanon to upgrade it to no bittel at all. No, they just said increase sizes as you go from pat to pat to pat, go bigger shishims. But they're not going to say not butl at all. But that the Rav said, if you're going to say chanan means that the heta is turned into iser, why not say chichor or iskabit too? So the Rav says, you see from this that chanan does not mean the heta becomes iser. Chanan just means you're increasing sizes of measurements, how you measure flavor. So you go from pat to pat. I say the flavor gets, so to speak, bigger. But I'm not saying that the heta turns into iser. So you're going to increase shishim, 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 shishim. But you're not going to say chtichor l'skabed. That means that the heta is mamishis, so that can't be mevatel. That's not going
to
work.
So you would be able to mevatel this chticha, and you would be able to eat it itself?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not the dinner of a regular chticha meal, but you would have to take it out.
Mm-hmm.
But and that which is batel b'shishim, that which is being batel the chetichah,
and the other pieces.
So why are you saying it only has to be yavish b'yavish? Like in that case, wouldn't it be?
Chetichah v'olas kabed is a din in yavish b'yavish.
So then it's
doesn't
rove.
Apply to bli of chetichah v'olas kabed.
Is it not just rove at that point?
Yeah, be rove. Yeah.
Does a berry have a din of a chanan?
Chicha was gabbit doesn't none of this pain. Okay, so we did base. This should base we discussed earlier in the notes. The
Rosh Hashanah. Was he giving the Ramah over there?
No, I'm doing base. We didn't do the Ramah about base yet, right?
The case in this is that it's a
Which is heter,
and then a piece of asr goes into that. We discussed that earlier.
Yes.
In regards to when we first introduced chanan as like a proof as to why chanan doesn't apply to b'shari suvah.
Right. Now we said that even if chanan applies b'shari suvah, it doesn't make the heter really asr. Because it would make that heta really.
And that was how the Rav was able to explain that it's not.
This
really
is this halacha here is the main proof of the Rav for his.
It's itself.
Not a chef of shalas,
it's just the carrier.
Creates a bigger shear. Right, this halacha was the most important halacha for the Rav. Yes. Okay, actually, I should really refer people back to the earlier shiur. What page does the Rav talk about that?
Which concept?
I don't have the notes.
Chana as
carrier.
It was when we first introduced Chana.
Yeah.
Even before we got to the
It was
like the very, very beginning. It was before the holidays.
Oh, here it is.
It's in the first packet?
Yeah, it's in the third packet, and... there's a page, actually page 5 and 6. It's way up at the beginning. Right, on page 5, the first package, page 5. Page 5 and 6. That's where he discusses this 5, 6, and 7. Okay, so let me just make it up. Here. What simon is this? Simon. Simon Kuf. Kuf Aleph, right?
Yeah.
Which sif is this? In Kufal, sif beis? Ice skim, right? It's an ice skim. Ice skim. Okay. Okay, great. We got that. Okay, we continue where we're up to. Okay. Good. We're up to Kuf Aleph, and the Beis and the Ramah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Beis and the Ramah. Now he said, Afilu Chaticha Shalom Yimacha. This is an interesting case. Let's say you have a case of a piece of meat. That piece of meat never had Malicha. They never salted it to get rid of the blood. Okay, and now, however, that piece of meat is a very nice looking piece of meat. It's a Chaticha L'Skabit. And that gets mixed up with meats which I did salt and don't have blood. So, okay, if we'll say regular mindami no chad betray bottle, it'll be bottle this one piece and the other pieces. If the chichva is gabed, it won't be bottle at all. So it'll be a very huge problem in this butcher shop where they had some meat salted, some meat not salted, and then they mix it all up by mistake, but there was a big roll of salted meat, but this is a chtichur eskabe, it's a nice steak. So if it's going to make, so he says the remark, after the chtichur shalom yimlecha, had that piece of steak without salting it, but Taylor, it'll be bottled with the other pieces, 1 and 2, then you saw machmas atzma. It's not its own nisa. Like machmas dama balua bo. Okay, it's only because of the blood. The blood does not convert the piece into chticha royal lizgabe. Even though the Ramah is the one passing chanan, but not in this situation. Okay, it's a very important leniency. Then he says, "Kol chaticha shal nesa vakadei klipa b'teva." Right, klipa. In the word of skabe. I don't know why it's telling me this. We have a piece of meat which has a nesa kadei klipa. In other words, it got a little flavor just on the surface. You don't have to worry about the word of skabe because you can't serve. Well, it's a case of basa b'chola. Shach. Read the behit of hay. Basa b'shach, the mishkach is not a basa b'chola. Aber b'shori sum halolo nesel amach mastam b'lua. She told him to put kich aroi this cabbage. V'yesh v'en zvila dem yakfu yech kich aroi chabbat lor bato ha'em shom. So he says like this. This remark at the end must be talking about basa b'chola. If you have a piece of basa b'chalav, that for sure you say chanan, as it's in the raisa. So basa b'chalav, you would definitely say chaticha roi. It turns it into a chaticha roi l'skabe. If you have a nice steak and it gets butter into it, and it gets mixed up with other nice steaks, it's not any bato. It's a basa b'chalav. It's a chetz that becomes asim mamish. For sure, chaticha roi l'skabe. But let's say the butter just got on the surface of the steak. Didn't really get it through and through. The situation is where we can be sure that the steak was cold and the butter was hot, so the hot butter drips on the steak, so we say it only stays on a thin layer on the top, doesn't penetrate. So it's called klipa, it goes into the klipa, so the hot goes on top of cold. Okay, so let's say that hot butter fell on a piece of steak which was cold. So we know the top surface. Now, if you would cut off that top surface, it wouldn't have a problem anymore. But it's part of the steak. The steak itself is a royal escape. It's a nice big piece of steak. And it's now mixed in with the tarovis. Do I say chticho escape? So Ramos says, a klipa, by definition, is not royal escape. No one cuts off thin slices of steak and serves it on a fancy dinner. And I don't have to worry about the rest of the steak. The rest of the steak didn't absorb anything, so there's no issue. And as far as the klipa, no one slices it off. And even someone says that they would slice off the steak and serve it in a fancy dinner. It's just such a rare case that there was no gezeir chaticha roi l'skabe. That's what I think. The Ramah holds that there's no gezeir. I mean, 98% of the time it's not going to be a roi l'skabe. Okay. Next. Gimel. Tana golet benotzasa shenazava bacherot b'teilo. Shove ein roi l'skabe b'nei. Achim Kemoshi. What are we talking about?
How do we
know
the feathers?
Right. This is that. What happens here? This chicken.
Is it the feather in process?
Or it's still whole? With
yeah.
The chicken with its feathers still on, you know?
So, it still has its feathers on.
Okay.
It's in the raw state. It's not called the word with scabby.
Because it has the feathers on, nobody would eat it
with
the feathers on.
With the feathers on, so at this point it's not royal escape.
But how do you get it? Oh, but chicken.
You have a chicken with its feathers.
Rabbi.
So in other words, let's say it's a nice big fat chicken.
Okay.
So it would be served at a fancy steak dinner. Good. It's a royal escape. Okay, I forget what they call these big chickens. When you have a full chicken and it's stuffed, they serve it at weddings.
Pheasant.
I'd say it's a pheasant or whatever. It's a stuffed chicken. So they're going to take this chicken and make it really nice, okay?
Right.
It's going to be a real chaticha roi l'skabe. But right now, the whole mix-up, it turned out to be, this chicken turned out to be not kosher, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It turned out it came from a not kosher batch of chickens. Got mixed up with the kosher chicken. But now it still has its feathers. No one's going to serve it with feathers. So he says feathers make it not roi l'skabe.
Wow.
This tanagolot with its feathers, which is not kosher,
mixed with
kosher chickens. It mixed together with other kosher chickens.
Also not feathered.
Doesn't matter.
Also with their feathers on, right? So it would be betela. It would be betela. Because right now, so if he didn't cook it, it's called lul eskaved, as long as it's clean. But if it's dirty with feathers, it's not called yet. It needs too much preparation. If it would be raw, if we take off all the feathers and it would be raw, it would be raw in the sky. We know it's still have to cook it. So cooking is not considered a major issue. But cleaning off feathers is. Let's say it got mixed with the feathers, and then they removed the feathers while it was mixed. Oh, that we talked about in the shiur, right? That if it turned from a chaticha she'ena royal iskabit at the it was ena royal iskabit at the beginning of the Torah, it was bato, and then he makes it royal iskabit.
That was different.
It's still bato because the pickle was chal. You don't say a chose veneer from an ena royal iskabit to a royal iskabit. That's what we said. Yeah, that was the last thing that we quoted, right?
Didn't we say the opposite?
It's on page 34, no? Have that
page. Or is it Isser we're talking about, or Chaticha?
Well, there were two cases. We said one of them is when it continues a close veneer.
Right.
Right. And then one of them we say isn't, but it's because it's not a new dish or something.
You don't have a new taroves going
right.
on. It's the same taroves.
And therefore,
nothing has changed in terms of the content. It's just the same taroves. So therefore, the bittel was there. The bittel stays. Okay. V'cheno chashiva royal iskabe v'lem ken hi mevushelet. Oh, I made a mistake. He said royal iskabe means it's already cooked, and the feathers were there. The feathers were still there. He says cooking is important.
We've had chicken. It's probably not the main feathers. It's probably like the tiny feathers.
When you serve wings, sometimes.
Yeah, a lot of our wings are covered in feathers.
And then you pull the feathers off before you bring it out to the customer.
Normally, they pull it out before they cook it.
Right.
But it's possible to cook it with these tiny feathers.
Right. And then you remove them later. So he's saying a word of scarab has to be cooked. Even though later on they took off the feathers, once it's butter, it's butter. It doesn't come back. Look at the shach, oh, it's ches. Even though they took off the feathers later, ches on the side. It doesn't come back.
So the
Rebbe
says that if you have a
kohen
who is if you cook it, it does become, it is problematic?
In order for some, no. In general, he makes a general statement. Nothing is called real iskabed unless it's already cooked.
That's what I'm wondering.
So I was wrong. I was speaking before about raw meats getting mixed up. And I was saying real iskabed. No, he's saying only cooked meats are real iskabed. Nothing is called real iskabed unless it's cooked.
But I'm saying, is this case where the chicken is cooked and it's still not raw yet?
Because it has feathers, right?
So that's the chiddush, is that it was cooked and it's not considered raw.
Well, it's garbage because it still has the feathers, right? Okay. V'chein keves, right? Keves shalem. Let's say you have a complete animal, a lamb. I guess they roasted a whole lamb. Or chaticha gedola yotam adai, very big piece. They'd have to then carve it up later. Lo chashivu royal iskabed, it's not royal iskabed. Shendechitim lifnei arech keves shalem. You don't serve a whole keves to a person. Or chaticha gedola yotam adai. That's such a giant piece of meat. Yesh cholkin b'chol zeh. Some people disagree about all of this.
Yeah.
Wow. And what do they say? They say... Look at the Taz, Osei, Yeshua Mechose, Pirish, Tzvi Ulehu, Dodom, Ruul Iskabed, Lav Shetehei, Ruul Yekamoshia. It doesn't mean it's ready to eat. Shem Shia Nokud Lord. It means big enough The Golokin Hai Shiroi the Pain of the Elf is Ashen's Basha. It'll be big enough to serve after you cook it. So there's some people who say Roller's Cabin was made, was said on raw meat, or big pieces of meat. So we have to do more work on it. It's still called Royal Escapade.
This is a contrary opinion.
Yeah,
the contrary.
Pass,
how do we pass him in this?
Shopran passing the former.
Sounds like he's passing the form because he quotes this at the end as if
right.
He yesh chokin. Doesn't sound like
the
chayn noagin. The Ramah says we're machmir. Okay, so this is a case where the Ramah is clearly machmir. If it's raw meat, he says is a royal escabade. I guess even feathers, which are even big pieces of royal escabade. Milvat hanagol benotzosa. Except the case with the feathers, the mechuseres meister gol. That's a big job. That we say is not royal escabeche because it needs a lot of work. Cooking is not a lot of work. Cutting up a piece of meat is not a lot of work, so that's royal escabeche. Taking off feathers is a lot of work, and that's not royal escabeche. Sometimes you have legs and heads of animals, and you didn't burn off the hair. But if you've already burnt off the hair, you know, maybe there's a little bit more job to do. Chashiv achich or eskaved, you say it's well eskaved. Afilu lo nimlechu adayim. That's even you have didn't salt it yet from its blood. It's also called well eskaved. Afilu kevish shalom and the bottom. We pass it even a full lamb is not bottom. Mila glayim shalofot. But if we have the legs of birds, vad ragle avad, except for the legs of a goose. Or, for example, legs of small animals like sheep, low for sheep, they're not considered important for tailoring. Okay. But chicken legs, he says, they would not serve fancy dinners. Probably not. I was walking down the street and I saw that sign by this burger place, and he has one of the dishes, he has chicken wings. And I look at the price and think to myself, is this chashev? Is this going to be a supper for me? Those wings. That's exactly what he's talking about.
Yeah.
He's saying these small pieces of chicken. I mean, you know better than anybody else, but he's saying the small piece of chicken he doesn't consider really a chashev meal.
It's not. I mean, you see the people who eat wings. It's not considered the most chashev meal. You know?
How would we define a chashev? Hold on. People eat wings as a meal.
Right.
People, it's not like pleasant to look at somebody doing that.
No, but it's like it's a low. First off, it's very very cheap, so it's very low quality.
As we've discovered, President Trump ordered McDonald's and Burger King to the White House for like.
Yeah, but again, he would never do it as a banquet.
It's not having it for a personal meal. He's having it for guests.
Oh, I don't know.
I think the whole concept now can't apply it nowadays.
This Ramah is only for his time.
Yeah, I don't know what.
Okay,
what
the, interesting comment on what the taste for food was in those days.
That's not classic. That's just
what
it was.
Chicken legs, not considered chashu.
Wait, classic.
You have to see
what full chickens were chashu. You gave someone a full chicken.
This is full.
But this is just. Yeah. And John, probably chickens are not so chashu, but. If it's a full chicken,
right. That
the Ramah considered yes, but not where. What about a quarter of a chicken? Okay, go ahead. Shuma hakanta enelo l'skabed. What is a kanta? Some kind of internal organ, maybe a kidney or something. Okay, I don't know what it is. It's something inside the animal. Maybe a kishka. I don't know what they call these things. Avol shuman. Avaz, mikiruah v'skabit, ben a bottle, but the fat of a goose is royal v'skabit. People like the fatty skin of a goose. Okay. Now he's going through different things, and the Taz says that things change, and that's how we pass it. So we have to go through our own list. Hey, kurkavan. What's a kurkavan?
Gizzard.
Other internal organs, okay, I guess we can stop here, Botai.
So I wonder whether Rob didn't spend
it. He didn't spend time on this.
Yeah.
And
what's the finish of that? It's like,
yes.
Straight out of
Malchus. I don't know if this is the definitive. It says, I read Schumann Hadakim. Is there anything to you?
Schumann Hadakim.
Yeah.